The significance is that it provides an opportunity for opposition political parties to come together to partner on key areas related to safeguarding the votes of the Liberian people. It allows us a platform upon which we can leverage the work that some might have already done, leverage the experiences and comparative advantage that some might have, as well as resources, and ensuring that we have a better representation at the various polling stations during the elections. And so it requires all of us to own the document and own the next steps. And I believe that what we saw yesterday, the level of commitment we saw from political leaders like Councillor Tiong Gonglo, Honorable Alexander Cummings, the Unity Party, and other key actors, and more who want to sign, who are not in town, who've expressed their commitment to the MOU. So we look forward to having a strong team that will look into how we train, how we deploy.
Let me ask you, you talk about unity in monitoring. In a way, the opposition, while they cannot unite to be a ticket, they have agreed to unite to monitor the election. How strong is that to you?
That's very strong to me, because we are fully aware of where we are right now. We're aware of the need for sustainable peace as the prerequisite for sustainable development. We're aware that our peace is fragile, and we need to do everything to give the voters the confidence in the system that would give them surety to come out and cast their votes and feel confident and comfortable that their votes will be counted with integrity, with a credible, fair, free, and peaceful election. Now, the responsibility is on all of us, on all Liberians, for that to happen. The larger responsibility is on the government. Well, all of us as Liberians are responsible for our peace, and we have to decide we want peace. And this is a step in that direction. Uniting as an opposition strengthens our position in terms of ensuring that opposition supporters are peace. Peaceful going to the polls, they remain peaceful during the polls, they remain peaceful after, and that will sustain our fragile peace.
I think you put your hand on it, because the opposition does not hold or sponsor the election. The government sponsors the election, or the electoral commission. And so people say, okay, you should have brought the government on board.
Well, the way we viewed it is the need for the opposition to unite in protecting our votes. The government is the incumbent. And I would say we're in a position where we know that we don't have the upper hand that the government has in terms of reach and scope. And so we have decided to unite to ensure that we have a stronger positioning at the polling stations.
Thank you so much again. A pleasure speaking with you, and good luck again on the campaign trail.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Boti.